Good morning, Columbus, Ohio, and a great Tuesday morning it is. Hey, let me get started right away and get right into the podcast and tell you what a pathetic local president you have. And I do mean pathetic. I mean, I try to get away from always with the negative, but that's all that clown gives me is pathetic things to say about him. I was sent a package from headquarters about your aprons and your t-shirts. I canvassed about 50 members in one night and sent them into headquarters. And again, I let members know that this is something that your local is doing for you. But your local president is so intimidated by the mere presence of Ken Hodge that he sent me an email, because I've sent in a form for 50 names already, that I am not to canvass anyone else. And now let me tell you, you see, this is what you call that little baby BS. He's already afraid that I'm going to take his position. I'm going to be elected into his position and give 304 good leadership. I understand that that scares the heck out of him. But now I've got an opportunity to work within the confines of my suspension. And because his whole goal in life is to make sure Kenny Hodge does nothing positive for the local 304 in Columbus, he just sent me an email and asked me not to canvass anyone else. So, to those 50 members who got on board with me yesterday, your names are hanging in the post office, and I can't canvass anybody else. So, those folks who followed me yesterday, your information is already submitted. If you requested an apron or a t-shirt, the headquarters has that information. But I want to say, I hear Bip's supposed to be coming to Columbus today. So I want to say to all the members in Columbus, make sure your grass is cut low, because that way snakes are easier to identify. Hey, this is your branch president with an angry message this morning. And again, members, we got to understand, if your local president is so dead set on nothing positive happening for you as a result of working with me, then I say to you now, let's vote his ass out of office. He does not deserve to be our leader. And I'm telling you right now, I am going to campaign right up until the ballots are cast, because I want that position, because I am absolutely certain that as far as leadership and guidance for 304, I'm going to do a much better job than Bip McLemore could ever dream of. So again, avoid the rush. Join Team Hodge. I am going to run for re-election to my branch, because I'm going to help Columbus while running for re-election to the local president spot. That's how you address hateration, short for lack of a better word. Hey, let's have a great day, and I guess all the replacement stewards can relax now, because they were having cardiacs yesterday simply because I gave you a form to fill out that's being sent into headquarters so that you could get an apron or a t-shirt. But quiet is kept, not a problem, because after they seen me canvass yesterday, I'll bet my bottom dollar they're going to canvass today. And again, that's what Kenny Hodge does. I bring leadership. They wouldn't listen to me, but they're so afraid of me that now they're going to emulate my actions. And again, that's what it's all about. If I was their branch president, they would always be emulating my actions. And therefore, we would always stay ahead of the power curve. Have a great day. And I hate to meet you in the morning with such a hard message, but that's your local president. And last thing I want to say to you is, let's vote him out of office, because he does not serve any common good for anybody other than himself and a handful of his cronies. Have a good day.